This is Levi Cooper coming to you from Parades in Yerushalayim. My dear friends, I'd like to explore together with you some of the laws of Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming, releasing, and rescuing captives. And this is a particularly raw subject for us here at Parades. Our very own Hirsch Goldberg, Poland, is being held at this time in Gaza. And in my own community in Tzur Hadassa, Elia Cohen, who was also at that party on Simchat Torah and was taken captive, and he too is in Gaza. And it's my sincere hope and prayer that now that I'm recording these podcasts on the topic of Pidyon Shvuyim, by the time we upload them and that you, my dear listeners, are listening to them, they will be theoretical as Hirsch and Elia and all of the captives will be back home with us. May this Torah be in their merit to keep them safe and bring them home speedily. I'd like to start by considering the importance of the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. The story begins in the Talmud, in Bava Batra, Daf Chet Amud Bet, where the Talmud tells us that a Sasanian queen from Persia, Ifra Hormiz, who was the mother of Shabur Malka. And Ifra Hormiz sent a wallet full of money to Rav Yosef. And she said, do with this money a great mitzvah. And Rav Yosef took the wallet and he looked at it and he said, what does she mean? What is a great mitzvah? And the Talmud continues and explains that a great mitzvah is the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuyim. And the Talmud explains why Pidyon Shvuyim is such a great mitzvah, the redeeming of captives is such a great mitzvah. And the Talmud quotes a verse in Jeremiah, Yirmiyahu Tet Vav Bet, where the prophet Jeremiah says, V'haya ki yomru elecha ana neitze. And it will be when they turn to you and they'll say to you, where will we go? And this is set at the time of the destruction of the first temple. Va'amarta aleihem, and you'll say to them, Ka'amar Hashem, thus said God, Asher lamavet lamavet, those who will be for death will die, Va'asher lacherev lacherev, and those by the sword will be by the sword, Va'asher la'av la'av, and those by to hunger will be swept by hunger, Va'asher la'shvi la'shevi, and those who will be taken captive will be taken captive. And the Talmud explains to us that this verse describes, goes from worse to even worse situations. And since the last situation mentioned in this verse is shvi, is captivity, therefore that is the worst situation. And therefore, Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming captives, is considered a great mitzvah. The halachic implication of this discussion, as it appears in the Rambam, is that Pidyon Shvuyim, redeeming captives, takes precedence over other types of tzedakah. So, for example, if you have poor people who need clothing and you have an opportunity to redeem captives by paying a ransom, so then paying that ransom and redeeming captives takes precedence. Rav Yosef Karo quotes this in the Shulchan Aruch, and he adds a harsh statement, Kol rega shema'acher liftot ha'shvuyim hecha de'efshar, at any time when a person is delaying redeeming captives, where it is possible, lahakdim, to do it earlier, It's as if that person is spilling blood. And according to this, we can see that Pidyon Shvuim is a great mitzvah because the shavui, the captive, suffers in numerous ways. Rabbeinu Bachya, in the early 14th century in Spain, in his work Kad HaKemach, he offers a different take on why mitzvat pidyon shvuim, or how we know that mitzvat pidyon shvuim is such a great mitzvah. Says Rabbeinu Bachya that when God appeared at Sinai and said the first of the 10 commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, am the Lord your God. Asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim. God identified himself as the one who took out the Jews from the land of Egypt. God did not say, I'm the God who created the heavens and the earth. Because, says Rabbeinu Bachya, God wanted to mention the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim. Because the story of the Exodus was the story of the release of 600,000 Jews from captivity in Egypt. And therefore, that shows us that the mitzvah of Pidyon Shvuim is indeed a great mitzvah because God referred to that rather than the creation of the heaven and the earth. A number of years later, in the early 18th century, Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir wrote a book called Me'il Tzedakah about the mitzvah of tzedakah, and he cites Rabbeinu Bachya in his Kad HaKemach, and he asks, well, why is Pidyon Shvuim indeed greater than the creation of the heavens and the earth? And he offers three reasons. One, the creation of heaven and earth, there were no witnesses to that act. Whereas Pidyon Shvuim, everybody sees it. Everybody knows about it. And therefore, there's an element of Kiddush Hashem. Second reason, says Rav Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir, when God took the Jews out of Egypt, God proved that Hashem is the only God. And the third reason that Rabbi Eliyahu HaKohen of Izmir brings in his Me'il Tzedakah, which sounds to our modern ears very acceptable. He says that the purpose of creation is humanity. And therefore, when an individual is in captivity, that individual's world is so dark. And that individual says, what's the purpose of creating the world if I can't be free? So release of captives gives meaning to the very creation of the world. So my dear friends, we've seen that Pidyon Shvuim, ransoming captives, is a great mitzvah, mitzvah rabbah. And in the scale of mitzvot, that is something to invest our efforts and our money. Of course, there are questions. Are there limitations on this mitzvah? Are there conditions where maybe we will not release captives? Is there a difference between the story in Persia and the modern state of Israel? Is there a difference between civilians and soldiers from the IDF? Those are all very tough questions, and I hope to explore them together with you in the coming episodes. That's all for now. Until the next time, to the Beit Midrash!